Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Come on, pump it up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's the highest praise.
The Now Network presents Women Speak Now with Apostle Barbara Williams live.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm happy to be a part. This is Apostle Barbara, and I'm bringing you forth the Word of God. Amen. And I'm speaking on making the right choices, because when we make the right choices and you serve in God, then you can understand the choices that you make. Praise God. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless your word. Your word is already blessed. But God, I ask that you let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, God, you are my strength and my redeemer, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch every listener, every caller that's on this show tonight. God, bless in a special way. Father, we bless your holy name because you are worthy. You are so worthy, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I bring to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, the people of God that's before you in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, God, for favor, God, divine impartation, new spiritual visions, fresh revelation, total restoration, finances breakthrough, God's favor, increase in every area, God. Supernatural provisions, God. You said, knock and the door shall be open. Seeking you shall find. Call upon the name of Jesus. And while you are calling, you said, you would answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. And Father, you said in your word that I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door. No man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength. And thou hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. And Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God. Because, God, you said that anything that if we need wisdom, if we need knowledge, if we need understanding, you said, ask in my name and I will do it. So, Father, we thank you because you are who you says you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, if there's one out there that don't understand and don't know Jesus and want to get to know Jesus, want to get that closer walk with Jesus, feel like your prayers are not heard, feel like things are not answered, feel like you're not getting your financial breakthrough. But I want you to know that when you choose Jesus, when you make the right decision, amen, you can get things from God. He will make provisions for his children, amen, for being saved, sanctified, filled with the precious Holy Ghost. I thank God because I'm able to divide the word of truth and give you what God has given me. Amen. And I thought about the story that when we wrestle with things and we don't understand some things and we go to God for these answers, I thought about the story of Jacob, how sometimes things can seem confusing. Sometimes we don't understand the decision and, Lord, why I got to go through this and why I'm doing this and why I'm doing that. But, you know, Jacob was the type of person that he wrestled. You know, they had a wrestle. He didn't know if it was God. He didn't know if it was the angels. He didn't know if it was Esau. He didn't know if it was his brother. We go into Genesis 32 and 24, which is my second verse. And Jacob was left alone. And there he wrestled a man with him and until the breaking of the day. Now, I'm going to read that over in case you missed it. Jacob was left alone. And there he wrestled a man with him. The breaking of the day. So after 20 years in his mother's homeland, the day finally came when Jacob thought he should go home. He had two wives and several children and hundreds of sheep and goats. As Jacob came closer and closer to home, he felt more and more nervous about his brother Esau. He had wronged Esau by stealing his birthright. Genesis 27, 1 through 46, and he wondered if Esau was still angry at him. So he began one night before Jacob, on this particular night, on the night before Jacob was to meet his brother. He felt very vulnerable, and he had no idea that it would become a night full of surprises, and a night that he would never forget. But as Jacob stood alone under the stars, wearing and praying, and a man came from out of the desert, and it was dark, and Jacob could not see the man. He was wondering, who is that man? What is that man? Who is that? Is it was not? Is it is? Could it be Esau? But whoever it was, he was very strong, and he wrestled with Jacob. So all night long, the two men grabbed and rolled in the sand over and over again. And yet neither man seemed to win. They were of equal strength. They both had the same strength, but then the man did an odd thing. He touched a bone in Jacob's hip, causing one bone to come loose. And Jacob was injured because of the loose bone. But finally the stranger told Jacob, let him go, that it would be sunrise soon. It was then that Jacob knew that this was no ordinary man. So he wondered if the man was an angel or even God himself. When the stranger asked for Jacob's name, Jacob told him, the stranger said, "What's his name? What is this man's name?" And, you know, it's very strange, you know, when you go through something and you got to wrestle and you go in to God and you pray and you seek the face of God. But when a stranger comes to you and wrestle with you over in the night season and you won't give up and sometimes we go before God, we fast and we pray and we seek. And there are some times when seem like just nothing lines up with the word of God. Nothing goes right. But Jacob said through the night, he said, this stranger said, who is this? Who are you? And when the stranger asked for Jacob's name, Jacob told him, the stranger said that his name would no longer be Jacob, but Israel. And because he had struggled with God and with men, he had won. And when Jacob asked the stranger his name, the stranger did not answer. Instead, he blessed Jacob. And then suddenly, this man was gone. So sometimes God has to be rough with us in order to get his point across and in order to make you notice who he is. And sometimes we get so hard-headed, disillusional. We trying to figure things out. God answer over and over and over and over, and we still can't get it right. And sometimes we got sleepless nights. Sometimes we end up getting despair. Sometimes we end up ending up in fear, fear that we made the wrong choice. Sometimes we are trying to go to the left and look to the right and instead of staying focused on the Lord. See, we've been bringing these lessons in staying focused in God and making the real choices, making the right choices, because when you got God on your side and when you go to God in prayer, he's going to give you that answer. He's going to tell you what you should do. He's going to tell you what you're not ought to do. He's going to tell you if you should say this or that. Hallelujah. And I thought about this story because this story reminds us of how we wrestle, how we can't make a decision. He said, I don't want you to be double-minded. I want you to know who your Father is. I want you to know who Jesus is. I want you to know who Christ is. And when you get to know Christ, a true saint has his or her own wrestling match with God. But guess what? But God won. And said, when you true with God, I said, a true saint has his or her own wrestling match with God. Because guess what? God's going to win, whether you like it or not. Whether you tell God, God said, I called you. I chose you out of your mother's womb. And you be like, well, God, I don't know if I'm called to do this. I think I'm going to wait 40 more years. I don't think I know enough. I'm going to wait till, you know, that somebody confirm. You don't need nobody to confirm. When you got God on your side, when you know how to get in touch with God, this is just like Jacob. He wrestled, and then when God touched the upper thigh bone, and God had to separate the bone from him and loose that bone and let it hurt a little bit. And when he starts feeling like I didn't win this battle. And sometimes when we have warfare, we have mind-boggling experiences. We go into this, well, God, should I get this job? And just because you didn't ask God and you think you're big and bad enough to go there and do it your own and do it yourself, did you get God's permission? Sometimes we want to lay hands on certain people. We want them delivered and saved like us. We want them to come up like we are. But see, God has to meet everybody where they are. You can't push nobody into loving Christ. You can't push nobody. He said, cast not my pearls before swine. If God gave you permission to get that person to get them saved, some people say, well, you know, this is just a religious thing. No, it's not. It's the word of God. It's the holy word. He's a engineer. He knows. He is the creator. He made the word of God. He is the word of God. He lives the word of God. And, you know, when you want to pray for somebody, ask God permission. Ask God, say, Lord, I want to pray for that because I felt something in that person. Or either that person going to be drawn to you. And even a sinner will know if you're living right or wrong. The Bible said, lay hands on no man suddenly. and you, because if you're not prayed up, fasted up, what you got to make a choice. You got to be able to know if you should trust that or not. You got to be able to know that if this is the Lord's will, I'm going to do it. And then sometimes we get in trouble because we didn't make the right choice. You said the songwriter go, Lord, I'll go. If my mother don't go, my father don't go, my sister, my brother don't go, the Lord, I'll go. You better mean what you say. You better say what you mean when you tell the Lord that. I know a lot of times that we mean well, but we don't understand. I know that you're his child. I know that God is looking for some women. See, we're talking to the women today. If you men, you invited too. Praise God. If y'all want y'all to say something at the end of the show, you can. But the Lord is looking for some women to stand up. Who are you in the army of God? Are you a Esther? Are you a Deborah? Are you a Hannah? Are you a Miriam? Praise God. Do you know who you are? Do you know your identity? Do you know your purpose? Do you know your position, your destiny? But if you come to the Lord, if you come to him with your whole heart, and the Lord leads you and guides you and bringing you and taking you to different positions in him, you can rest for sure that this is going to cost. It costs. You're going to have to carry the cross. You're going to have to know who you are. Praise God. And I remember in the Word of God, he tells us all the time that I'm waiting on you. The Father God, he's calling you to enter into the kingdom of God. Seek you first, the kingdom of God, then all these other things shall be added to you. You got to have a desire. You got to have a conscious mind of knowing that when you pray to God, he's going to hear you. And if you're not sure, I tell people all the time, just repent and do your first work over. All you got to do is say, the Lord is my shepherd, or say, our Father, and just ask God to come into my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand before you as a sinner. I recognize that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and I need a Savior today. Jesus, live in my heart. I know that you died for my sins. I know you were resurrected for my life. Make me your child. Walk in me. Talk in me. I turn my back on sin. I turn my heart towards you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for calling me your child. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm going to have an eternal life at the end of the day. And when you're sincere about God, and you know you want your name on the Lamb Book of Life, you know you want your name written down. He said that I am the I Am. And he, all he asks is that you just repent and come unto him and know that God is with you. Just repent. And no, because after you repent and then you confess that Jesus is Lord, then yes, he died on the cross for you, for your sins. And then he said, all you got to do is have an open mouth with open confession and just receive it and believe it. You got to always pray. You got to always have to come to God for anything. And even when oppositions come, just pray. Don't be afraid to move out if God lead you after praying. Know that God will be done, that whatever is necessary, you have to get the job done. Don't you quit. Don't you throw in the towel. You got to work hard in spite of the pressure from the enemy. You got to know who you are. Know that when you begin to do something for God, how the enemy will try to come in and attack you. He's on his job, so you got to stay on yours. And, you know, praise God, he will try you. The devil will try to confuse you. He will try you in any way, or whether or not you are doing or haven't done the right thing. He try to make you feel like you have condemnation, that you didn't do enough or you ain't saved enough. Praise God. You got to know that God is God no matter where you are in God. If you can repent, then you know that God heard your prayer. He said, I'll even hear a sinner's prayer. Praise God. He'll feel and know a sinner's heart. He knows when you're sincere. You can backslide, but then you can come on back. Or you may sin and say something, or you might just start cussing. Just repent and say, Father, forgive me. I'm sorry. Don't think that God didn't hear you. Praise God, that this sin is so great that God would never forgive you. He said, come as you are. Some in the midst of your trials, some in the midst of temptation. Sometimes things can happen in the midst of these trials and tribulation obstacles. And I don't care where you are. But anyway, just know that you don't have to complain. You give God the glory. You give him the praise. Guard your heart. Guard your mind with the word of God. That's what the word is for, because Satan will try he will try hard to turn your sister and brothers against you. But pray for those that complain. Encourage those that work with you in the service of the Lord. Remind your sisters and brothers that the battle is not yours. It belongs to God. God will give you wisdom in dealing with the enemy in every situation. Keep your sword. Keep the word of God with you. Keep it on your heart. Keep it in your mind. Keep your sword sharpened and always be ready to use it. The word of God is there. And if you feel impressed of God to pray, do it immediately. Nothing should be more important than pleasing God. And don't be afraid to speak out against evil. Keep your peace within yourself. Let oppositions come from the outside. Let God's word govern your action, what you do and what you say. All Christians should agree with the word of God. Accept it, just believe it, and conceive it. Why? Because it is the word of God. It is the word that's in your life. Always pray for one another. Lifting up holy hands. You got to know how to carry that cross. And when you get into things that's not of God, when you get into the spirit of divination, bind it up. Then you lose the gift of the Holy Spirit. When you see that familiar spirit is around, bind it up, because the gifts of the Spirit of God, the holy angels, need to be loosed. When you, the spirit of jealousy, you can bind that up, but you can loose the love of God. You can bind up that lying spirit, and then you need to loose the love of God. You need to loose Lord Jesus Christ, his Holy Spirit, the word of God, because the word is the truth. You need to bind up the perverse spirit. And loose the Holy Spirit for pureness and holiness. You can bind up the spirit of holiness and loose humble and contrite spirit. Bind up the spirit of heaviness and loose confidence in the garment of praise and joy. Bind up the spirit of whoredom. Bind up those strong men. And then you got to loose the Holy Spirit with pureness. Bind up the spirit of infirmity. And then loose the spirit of life. Loose the spirit of gift of healing and miracle. Bind up deaf and dumb spirit. Then loose the graveyard clothes. Just to ask God to give you the gifts of healing and miracles. And he can resurrect you. He can resurrect your life. Bind up the spirit of bondage. And then loose the spirit of liberty and the spirit of adoption. Bind up the spirit of fear. Then loose the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Bind up seducing spirit. Then loose up the Holy Spirit of truth. Bind up the spirit of Antichrist. And then loose the spirit of Christ's truth. Bind up the spirit of error. Then loose the spirit of truth. Bind up the spirit of death. And then loose the spirit of life. God will resurrect you and ascend the power of God. Ascend the power of Christ. Bind it up. Bind up these 12 strong men that I called out. I called out 16, but I loose 16 things, because we have to learn how to bind and loose these things for the strong men. That's why I tell people, when you got the Lord as your shepherd, then you got perfect salvation. When you shall not want no more, then you got perfect satisfaction. He's making me to lie down in green pasture, then you got perfect rest. He's leading me beside the still water, then you got perfect peace. And when he restored my soul, then you got perfect restoration. When he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, then you'll have perfect guidance. And then he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I would fear no evil. Then you got perfect protection. But thy are with me. Then you got perfect companionship. Thy rod and thy staff thy comfort me. Then you got perfect companionship. Thy prepareth the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Then you got perfect provision. Thy anointeth my head with oil. Then you got perfect concentration. God will concentrate you. He will concentrate you in his word. He said, my cup runneth over. Then you got perfect joy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Then you got perfect care. He take care of his own. God has benefits. He has the inheritance. And then he said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Then you got perfect destiny. Praise God. And when you got that, then you got God. Because he is the I am. He is bread and water. He is the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star. He's the sheriff. He's the rose of sheriff. He is life. He is death. He is joy when there's sorrow. Praise God. He can be all of that. That's why I'm so glad that when Jacob found out that he was wrestling with an angel, sometimes we got to get in a place with God and stop wrestling with the Lord and just say, yes, God, I surrender. Yes, I do your will. We're making the right choices. I thought about the song that says, by the grace of God. I thought about my grandmother, and my mother would sing, by the grace of the Lord, I come a long way. Praise God. Sometimes we need to go back to Zion. And the song would also say, by the grace of the Lord, I come a long way. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but the Lord, he allowed me another chance. So by the grace of the Lord, I come a long way. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thought about by the grace of God, he's kept you. He kept you out of accident. He kept you from death's door. He kept you. God made death behave. So by the grace of the Lord, I'm still alive, and I got a testimony. Had it not been for God on my side, I would have never made the right choice. If somebody hadn't have been praying for me, somebody hadn't have laid hands on me, somebody took the time to pray for me, my mother, my father, my bishop, somebody took the time to pray for me. And I thank God, because if they had not been praying for me, how would I have made the right choices? How would I have known to study the Word of God? Amen. Bring the children up in Sunday school. And I thought about when the scripture says to put on the whole army of God. When you put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for I wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual weakness in high places. Therefore, I take unto myself and put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to withstand in the evil day, having to done all to stand. I stand therefore having my loins girded about with truth. Your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapons of my warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God of pulling down the stronghold. I have on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And in Christ Jesus, I have peace, and I pursue peace with all men, that I am a minister of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel, the shield of faith, wherewith I am able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, holding the thoughts and the feelings and the purpose of God. And in my heart, because the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, is in the face of all trials and tests and temptation and tribulation, I cut to pieces the snare of the enemy by speaking the word of God. Great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank you, Father, for the armor. I pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in every spirit, with all manner of prayer, entreaty to that, oh God. To that end, I will keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of the saints. My power and ability is sufficient from God, who has qualified me as the people of God to be a dispenser of the new covenant of salvation through Christ Jesus. When you got the word of God in your heart, when you know the word of God, then you can bless others and pray for others and cover others. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word, because when you make the right choice, God will deliver you out of some issue. He will deliver you. Like I said, that when we pray and make the right choices, then God can give a divine impartation, new spiritual vision, fresh revelation, new oil of anointing, total restoration, final breakthrough, God's favor, increase in every area of our lives, supernatural provision, things that we cannot see, things that we know that God is doing it for us. Because without faith, your work is dead. So you got to exercise your faith. You got to know who God is. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I remember the songwriter say, when praises go up, blessings come down. When praises go up, God's blessings will come down. When praises go up, God's blessings will come down. Hallelujah. And I know y'all, if you are saint, you've heard that song before. When God's blessings, come down upon you. See, the praises got to go up first, then the blessing can come down. And when you worship God, when you sing to God, when you open up to Him, praise God. Hallelujah. And now I'm going to open up the lines because I need some Deborahs, some Hannahs. I need some Davids, some Jonathan. You got to know your position. God has to line you up for your position in order to give birth to that position that God has called you to do. Everybody has a ministry. He said many are called, but few are chosen. And we have a lot of people on this line holding back. You don't need nobody to confirm nothing for you. You got Jesus. He your provider. He makes provision for you. He gives you your identity. If he gave Jacob his identity, he told Jacob, your name's going to be called Israel. And I thought about the children of Israel. And Israel, I said, God, you made provision for Jacob. He wrestled with the angel. God will prevail for you. And Jacob wrestled. And sometimes we won't stop wrestling. Why don't we just tell God, have your way. Here am I. Stand by me, Father. Don't let go of your unchanging hand. God, here I am. I surrender my will unto you. Praise God. I could go on and on with the word of God. Word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jacob. Jacob's ladder. Many times we got to climb Jacob's ladder. We got to climb that ladder. It won't be easy when you're carrying the cross. Praise God. Let that word abide in you.
Amen. Women speak now. Whoa, making some right choices tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is on fire in this place. If you ladies want to get involved, this is Women Speak Now. Yes, I know I have some of my brothers in the background listening, but we want to give you the opportunity to share along with Apostle Barbara this evening. I know two of our covenant partners, you don't have to dial one, is thrown under the bus time. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. What about the choices?
Yes, them choices, I tell you, family. Apostle Barbara, I tell you, I was listening, and I'm just listening in. I'm like, yes, thank you, Lord, because I thank him because you know. Ooh, I thank him because I can go back and count on the fingers, on the hands, the wrong choices. But I thank God. I thank God that I've made the decision to follow him and do his will and not my will. Ooh, glory to God. I tell you, our wrong choices will get us in something that only God can correct. Only him, when you call on him. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Because I'm telling you, I was lost, but now I'm
come on now.
I was blind, but now I see. Ooh, glory to God.
Glory.
Ooh, hallelujah. I am loving this. This is something because you wrote off so much there. And I just have to go back to archives because there's so many high topics. But I was saying yes, and amen. Oh, thank God. I thank him. You know, I thank him. I thank him all the time. And I'm thanking him as I'm working. I'm thanking him for the work he's provided. I just thank him for everything. You know, I thank him for the trials I had and tribulations, because if I hadn't had those trials and tribulations, I would probably keep still making the bad choices, poor choices, wrong choices. But when you make the right decision to follow him and do his will, then it's not about me anymore. It's all about him. I say, glory to God, sister. You brought it this evening. You have brought it, and you brought it real. God bless you, and I tell you, sister, I love you and look forward to hearing from you each and every time you bring his word. Glory to God. Love you.
Well, you know I love you. And when you were talking, I thought about when he said that my name is I Am, I was regretting the past and fearing the future. But suddenly my Lord was speaking. He said, my name is I Am. And then he paused, and I waited, and he continued. When you live in the past with this mistakes and regret, it's hard. Yes. And then he said, I'm not. He said, I am not there. My name is not. I am. Was. And when you live in the future with his problems and fears, it is hard.
Right now.
And I am not there. He said, my name is not, I will be. He said, when you live in this moment, it is not hard. He said, I am here, and my name is I Am. And I said, okay,
hallelujah.
Lord. And I wrote it down. And I said, oh, my God. I said, okay, God, I'm not a writer. I'm not a writer, but I write many things down. And he said, tell the people that my name is I Am. I said, okay, God, I am that I am.
Yes.
So praise God. You keep doing what you do. I love it when you ladies comment on this show and let us know. Let us all talk and pull out some things, because when we make the right choices or the wrong choices, we stand up, we fall down, we get back up again. We stand up, we
That's
fall,
right.
we get back up again. And we go through years of this, like we're coming out of Egypt, around the mountain. And I said, Lord, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. Looks like I've been going. I said, God, you let me live to see that I'm 56 years old, but I feel
Praise
like I was born yesterday. Every time we take a new position, and Lord, we're taking baby steps and starting all over again. And that's when the Lord said, just remember my name. Just remember
Amen.
My name.
I am.
But okay.
Hallelujah. You know
praise
what? I'm telling you, praise God. I look forward to each and every, you know, one of the Now Network families each and every night and every day bringing a broadcast, because there's so much word and so much of his word that I take from it, from me reading. It just gives me confirmation of, you know, the word of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God bless
Amen.
You. I love you. And looking forward. God bless.
Amen.
You know, you guys just said something. I wasn't going to intervene on that. Well, first of all, I have to say this to you, Apostle. You say, don't ever say you're not a writer, because you are. God just said this, and I don't know your personal writing habits, but you have the talent to write when you say you don't. So don't say that anymore. But on top of that, when you have to make right choices, isn't it better when you have someone to make right choices with? That's what helped me. And my brothers, y'all can chime in on this conversation too. But I did not start making right choices until I became accountable to want to, first of all, profess my choices and my decisions out loud where someone can hold me accountable for it. Because when I was making all them choices on my own, come on, Mr. Chair, you know how we used to do it. We didn't console anybody else. We just made them and made them and made them. Then we tried to blame somebody else. But when I have matured in the spirit, I'm learning that you got to confess to your brother.
You
need somebody in your life. This is Christianity is a one-on-one walk with God, but it's a unification of like-minded believers that walk one-on-one with God, not trying to walk together. But when you walk with God, he'll get you to the people who are walking with him also. So that just helped me in that area of making right choices. When I start telling somebody about my plans and stuff like that, you know what? I had to do what I say I was going to do. I had to be there when I said I was going to be there. I couldn't call and cancel because someone was expecting me to keep my word.
Amen. Yeah. Accountability.
Accountability. Yeah.
And you know, we all are accountable to him. To him, glory be to God. I thank God for all of you guys in my path. He's have placed in my path, and I know what number God doing it, and he has his timing and his purpose for everything.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Evangelist Virginia
you,
Valentine,
right.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Women speak now and be heard. Can we make some right choices?
Oh, yes, we can. We definitely can make some right choices. And guess what? We can also make wrong choices.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And good evening, Apostle Barbara.
Good evening. I love you, too.
I love you, too. And I'm listening at you. I'm sitting here listening to you talking about making right choices. Good topic. We can make right choices, and we can also make wrong choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was reading in Exodus about when Moses said, "Choose you this." Joshua said, "Choose you this day, whom you will serve." And we have a choice. We could take the choice. Choose Jesus or stay on our dinner world and serve the devil.
Come on.
We have a choice to serve God or serve the enemy. And I think I know I made the right choice when I served God and accepted him to my life as my Lord and Savior. Making right choices, you can make wrong choices. And I said the other night when I listened at preached on Jonah, I said some things about Jonah. When God told Jonah to go into the city of Nineveh, because the memorial had came up before him, that there was a lot of things going on there. And he needed to send someone there to go and preach Jesus. And he told Jonah to go. He gave Jonah a command. He gave him instruction to go and preach to the people in Nineveh. Jonah made a wrong choice. He didn't do what God told him to do. He went down into Joppa, got on a boat, laid down and went to sleep. And something started happening. The boat and everything with the reeling and rocking and shaking. And the people said on the boat, "Someone on this boat that shouldn't be here." And they picked that bad boy up and they threw him overboard. We can make wrong choices and we can make right choices. I would like always, I always want to make the right choices for God. And if I think I made a wrong choice, I go back and ask God to forgive me. I repent. And I tell him I'm godly sorry. If I didn't do what he said do, or go where he said go, making right choices is it's awesome. It is awesome, my sister.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what. And then I heard you talk about I am. You were saying about who Jesus said I am. And I love that. When he told Moses to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And Pharaoh said, "Who do I send me?" And that's when Jesus spoke to Moses, told Moses, "Tell him I am sent you."
Mm-hmm.
I am sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses said, "Oh." He said, "Yeah, tell him I am that I am, and that's all I am. I am." You can see all through the Bible. So what Jesus said, "I am," when he was coming up out the mountain to pray, and Peter then was on the boat, and a storm arose, and Peter looked and they saw someone walking on the water, and they thought Jesus was a ghost. And Jesus told them, "Don't be afraid, it is I." And Peter asked him to bid me to come and walk on the water with you. Peter made a right choice. Peter got off the boat where the wind and the storm and the wind was over his head. He said, "I'm going out there where Jesus is. I'm going to walk on the water." We can make right choices, my sister. And we can make wrong choices. And if anybody make wrong choices and you say you're a saint of God, you're a Christian, let us stop. Let's do what God called us to do. Make right choices. Make right choices and make them for God. Wrong choices, you go in the wrong direction. You could go left or you could go right. That's why Jesus said he's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. when he sees us in trouble, you know what he does? Jesus stands up at attention. He says, look at Sister Virginia. Look at Apostle Barbara. Look at Pastor Eden. Hey, Jesus. He stands up in attention when he sees us going through something. And he started interceding for us. He goes
glory.
To the Father. And he pleads our case.
Oh,
he pleads our God.
Glory.
He's our God. Oh. I ain't mean to preach tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, I love a 10-minute sermon. I love a 10-minute sermon.
Don't you know?
If we had 6 ministers, we could have 10 messages every hour.
Yes, Lord.
Tag team.
10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Tag team preacher.
Tag team preacher.
Tag 9 minutes 45 seconds. Tag team. Let's pass the baton.
You know what?
I love a 10-minute sermon.
Yes. When he sees us going through something, he stands up in attention. He says, look at that. Look at Sister Virginia. Look at Apostle Barbara. Look at Pastor E. Look at Minister Terry. Oh, he said, He goes to the Father. He pleads our case like a lawyer. He stands in our place like a lawyer. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Look at Pastor D. Out of Madison,
come on,
Wisconsin.
Man.
Come on into the Women Speak Now. I know they got you fired up.
Yeah, she just gave confirmation. She gave confirmation because she was talking about Jacob when he was wrestling with himself. She gave confirmation because why God said why the body of Christ not having, why we not having a great wide revival, because you notice that when God told them to go do something, he never tell them to go get educated. He never tell them to go study. He never tell them to go to a seminar. They did great things. Why? Because they went in faith. And it's faith takes to move a nation. And she's just all in my mind and all in the message that I need to hear. And I appreciate Apostle Barbara because when Jacob was wrestling with himself, sometimes God tells us to do something. But we wrestled ourselves, and we got to go get other people's opinion. When we go get other people's opinion, that's hold us in. It holds us from our destiny. You know, if he would have went, you know, it holds us from our destiny. But at the same time, God uses our destiny to get us to our future. Why? Because if he'd have got there look too early, he would have never understood. He would have never understood who he was. If he'd have got there a little bit
now.
Sooner, he would have never understood. So sometimes God do things, but once God give you the revelation, it's time for you to move. And once he got that revelation before the daybreak, he had to let him go. But the God would always give you a reminder to let him know that he gave you a visitation. That's why I said after he said he have to go back to send the Holy Ghost, because if he don't send the Comforter back, we can't do great works. We can't do great miracles. We can't do great wonders. We do all the great because he's in us. So that's for Jacob. Jacob understood. So whenever time you seen Jacob come, you know, you can always know Jacob was that wise because he always slid his leg. And so we know that. We know us because the trademark that we leave to believers is that we believe and we breathe the trademark of Christ. And so God is saying to us is that we got to get to. The churches became too educated. It's too educated where the Holy Ghost can't move because the education keeps the Holy Ghost from moving. Remember back in the Zuzu streets and all that there? These guys that move, they move. Why? They move because of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost did great miracles. The Holy Ghost did great signs and wonders. We got too many prophets. We got too many of this. Too much education. Too much educated. For the Holy Ghost to move.
Yes.
And so Apostle, she spoke on that. She said Jacob wrestled through generations. Jacob wrestled through denominations. Jacob wrestled through religion. Jacob wrestled through what he was familiar with. Because, you know, the story she said that she didn't know, that she, the story she said that he didn't know who it was. And if it revealed itself, we wouldn't, you know, he didn't know who it was. So he wrestled with himself. He wrestled with his decisions. And that's what the church is doing today. The churches are wrestling with decisions. When God said go, we sit there wrestling. We wrestling and tossing, we doing this and we doing that. But yet God spoke the word and said, go. But we back wrestling. But at the daybreak, what did he say? You got to let me go. But he said, I'm going to bless you. Why? You have received the revelation. You got the revelation. Now I can bless you. Now you know who you are. Now don't go back to your familiar. They asked the question, what's your name? He said, Jacob. He said, no, your name no longer Jacob. You no longer define who you are no more. You're not. That's not who you are. You're not. No. Don't say who. No. You Israel. You've been touched by the angel. You've been touched by the Lord. And that's what we have to understand. We no longer who we used to be. He said that you don't go. You no longer who you used to be. If God changed your name, God, his DNA became you. You no longer. I'm gonna put it in. I'm no longer Dwayne. You know, the Bible said we become Jesus. So our name becomes Jesus. He said we are an ambassador, but we don't take that mark. We seem like we're afraid to say I'm a little Jesus, because he said we become Jesus. We become the move, because if we do all the works that he do, and he said we become like him, he said his spirit becomes in us, then who that's saying we are? But we're still wrestling. And God's saying the churches are still wrestling. We're still wrestling with I'm apostle, I'm a bishop, I'm this and I'm that. But yet we become too educated. And that when we become too educated, the Holy Ghost can't move. Because the Bible says these men was dumbfounded. They was unlearned men. But one thing they do know, they knew the Holy Ghost. They knew who Jesus. That's why they did great signs and wonders. That's why they did great. That's why they turned the cities upside down. Why? Because they wanted the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. They didn't go into the world preaching a denomination. They went preaching the cross, the death, the burial, the resurrection. They preached cross. And that's what apostles saying tonight. We have to get out of familiar. Because once God changes, why we go back to what he changed us from? He changed our name, but we still want to be called John. We still want to be called Poo Poo. We still want to be called Diane. When he said you're a queen, when he said you're a king, he changed your name, but you still want the familiar to still call you what you're not. That's not my name. That's not who I am. If you say you're a new creature in Christ, that's you, not that same person no more. That's what she said, Jacob. Jacob had to come into a revelation. Once he got into the revelation, he told him once. He said, no, that's not your name. Your name's no longer Jacob. Jacob was a trickster. You're not a trickster. You got the Holy Ghost. You got the divine will of God in you now. You're not a trickster. You're not going to lie no more. You're not going to be a deceiver anymore. You're not going to be a manipulator anymore. You're not going to. No. You Israel. You wanted God as finest, and that's what we have to get back to. And that's what she's saying tonight. That's the word. That's the word for the season. We are no longer what we define who we used to be. God changed our name. Once we became born again, came filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, he says a little Jesus in me and there's a little Jesus in you. So, that's who we are. We are the ambassadors. We are teachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, go out and teach. He didn't say go to a seminar. He didn't say go to this. And she said it when she, apostle said it from the very first beginning. You don't need nobody to tell you this. Once God ordained you, you ordained. But we still seeking for people's approval when God already defined who we are. He said, what's your name? He said, my name is Jacob. He said,
new creation.
Your name is Israel. You're a new creation. My God, y'all on fire, man. Y'all on fire.
but I'm listening to you and I'm listening to the broadcast. But that's one thing that is really important for this network is that we remove the limits. Church, religion, and people always have limits. Now, I'm not going to go into a deep teaching because I'm getting ready to launch a conference called I Am Fivefold, No Limits. But let's look at it this way, and I'm going to make this real quick and sweet. Check this out. If I am no longer me, because I have been crucified with him, but he now what? Lives in me. No longer is it my name. You just said it. But whose name? His name. So I'll be the first to say I'm a little Jesus. Everybody else scared. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm a little Jesus. But watch this. This is what's most prolific. The Bible does say that he appointed this, some appointed that. But when you are a new creation and you are now an ambassador and a child of God, you're just like who? Jesus. Jesus wasn't nothing but fivefold. If you wanted a bishop, you went to Jesus. If you wanted an evangelist, you went to Jesus. If you wanted a pastor, you went to Jesus. If you needed a doctor, a lawyer, or anybody else, and I'm just saying that in the same realm, you went to Jesus. Why are we so limiting ourselves on one title that man gives us and just saying, I am who God says I am. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. So if you need me to be a bishop today, I can roll in that office because I know the Amen. Word of God and I know what it calls me. Oh, you need an apostle? Oh, well, let's go plant some churches. Let's build up people. Now watch this. This is the most important thing. A lot of people say apostle, if you built more than 10 churches, you're an apostle. I say if you could show me 20 people you built that are different than they were, you already are working in the office of apostleship.
Come on.
If you are sharing the gospel at the grocery store, every time you go to get tomatoes, there's somebody you tell about Jesus. You have just now taken up the role of an evangelist. If someone calls you and say, what does John 3:16 mean to you? And you say, well, I've been studying a long time. It means that if I believe, I will not die. Point blank. God gave his best. You are now a teacher.
Yeah.
If you dial one right now and make a comment, you that got in the preacher, in the prophetic role of a prophet, and now you're preaching also. So let's stop limiting ourselves. Everybody on the sound of my voice, just say this right now. No limits.
No limits.
No.
See, that's no limits. There's a lot of limitations in this world, but there are no limits in God when you follow him and you make right choices. That he's first.
Make right choices.
That he's in control.
Yes, sir.
That he gets the honor, the glory, and the praise. See, those are right choices. Me not going to that store or going to that choice store has nothing to do with me anymore. But am I making right choices to exemplify him in every area of my life? Come on, take the limits off.
Amen.
Be who God called us all to be.
I like that.
And everything I just share with you that I say I can do, guess what? So can you.
Amen.
I like that. I like that.
Barbara, what'd you say?
You know what you did? You really finished my little story that I was giving, because when God changed his name to Israel, which I never do finish, you know I don't, but the Lord told him, Israel shall be thy name, but he called his name Israel because God said unto him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply a nation, and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins, and the land which I give Abraham and Isaac to thee, I will give it to thy seed, and after thee will I give the land. So you can take it from there. You just said it, man of God.
Somebody need to put your name on that.
Kings and queens. Come on now. Put your name, Isaac.
If you put your name on it,
Abraham.
Claim the word. I was sharing this the other day, Apostle and Pastor, Doctor. When I read the word, I'm putting my name all on it. If you
make it perfect.
If Edward walks by the Spirit and not by the flesh, I will not sin. If Edward trusted the Lord with all his heart,
come on,
with all his mind, with all his soul. And guess what? See, I can put my name on some things that's really making this word come to fruition for me that I'm not looking forward to happen in your life. Oh, my God. See, when I see God working in my life, oh, Jesus, I can just tell somebody about the goodness of God.
My God. My God.
Everybody's a little better tonight.
That's saying whatever my feet were our own, huh?
Yes. But if you don't believe it, who else gonna believe it for you? If you don't profess it, nobody else ain't gonna profess it, because guess what? Everybody else has to try to get what they think God has for them too. You better start speaking in your own life. I'm my number one. I'm my number one member. I amen all my
cheerleader.
I so into my ministry. I work hard for. I do whatever my pastor asks me to do. I never tell him no, because he's serving the same God I'm serving.
Glory to God.
Anybody else want to get involved in this conversation about making right choices tonight? Go ahead and dial one. We're going to continue. We got about 5 minutes left with this broadcast, but it can continue if someone else wants to get involved. I want to put this petition out there, and I know it's probably coming from all three of us, that one person listening, you may not be live right now. You may just get on here, you punched a button, and all of a sudden you heard this message. And you don't know the Lord we're talking about, Jesus Christ, but you got a question in your mind. I want you to know right now, you can get in the game right now by choosing him as your personal Lord and Savior. Dial one, or dial the Now Network P2P hotline at 562-413-3710, and we'll have one of our team members give you all the information to get you right where we are to become service of God. He's waiting for you. That's the most important message that I can share with anybody out there. That one that thought that it was over. That one that's about to take your life. That one that said they fired me at my job. That one out there that's the end of your road. Guess what? It's the end of your physical road, but the beginning of your spiritual walk to heaven then on earth as it is. So be blessed tonight. Woman of God, any closing remarks from you? Anybody else? Nobody else is dialing one, so I didn't bring anybody in. But we want to let you finish and give us that word that we can rest this evening on.
Well, I got a petition to put out there for you guys, if y'all could. You know, I want you to pray for my wife. You know, her name, Pastor Ann Collins. We're at the hospital right now. You know, my wife and I worked for almost, going on 2 months now, Pastor Ann? Because she,
yes.
You know, she had, she was driving to work and she started having dizzy things and her brain, you know, she went back to having, you know, like semi-strokes. So she's been off work. Now we're at the hospital right now. They got to do a brain scan on her and stuff like that because her mama had the same, you know, loss of vision, headaches, and having semi-small strokes. So they've been putting on this medicine and things of that nature. So she's been off work for, like I said, almost about 3 months. So she got to do these random tests. They have to give her medicine. She no longer can drive. And so tonight we writing out why we're at the hospital now, you know, because they had a schedule for to come in for an appointment to do the CAT scan. So we know that God got his hand already.
I'm glad you brought that up before we went any further, because me and you are going to back out this broadcast and we're going to bring in the women to come. Open the lines for Evangelist Virginia. I'm opening the lines for Minister Terry. I see Prophetess Lisa on the line. I don't know if she's available. I'm going to open her line too. I want you ladies, this is a director from the Holy Spirit. I want you ladies to now take this over. We need not to leave this broadcast without that sickness, that old bacteria that's in that body through blood and through relations that is bound right now here on earth as it is in heaven. And we loose the Holy Spirit. And we want you ladies to pray and do what you do.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual prayer of righteousness availeth much. And the Lord would take away from thee all thy sickness and would put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. But we'll lay them upon all them that hate thee. And, Father, she loves you. This is a woman of God. And your word says that you were wounded for our transgression, and you were bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon thee, and with your stripes we are healed. So we speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak to that headache demon, that mind-boggling spirit. We bind it up in Jesus' name. We speak to stroke. We speak to the blood. We speak to every nerve, every artery, every tissue. We bind up everything that's not healthy, that's not of God. For, God, you restore health unto thee. And we will put the heel, we will put our hands upon that wound. So, God, we send the word. We send the word to the woman of God. We send it right now in the name of Jesus. You said where there's two or three, touch it and agree, and I am in the midst. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we decree, declare healing, and let it be a testimony. When the doctors come in the room, Father, you said, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. Call upon me while I'm sick. And so, Father, we're calling upon you. You said, knock at the door. So, Father, we're walking through the open door, that she will be healed in the name of Jesus. Touch everybody that's on this line that's sick. And, Father, touch them right now. Make provisions, God. Make provisions, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch every man, woman, bar, girl, child, God, that needs help, God. Even in the school, going back to school, God. Put your angels around them and encamp around them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are your people, God, that need jobs. God, you said that you would make provisions if we would speak the word. Now we decree, declare that it's done in the name of Jesus. And now we ask, God, that one of the other women will lead and finish this prayer off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord.
Evangelist Virginia.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord God.
Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We give you the glory and honor tonight, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you said in Psalm 107, verse 20, you sent your word to heal, Lord. You sent your word to heal and deliver us from destruction. And I point my hand right now towards family, Lord God. I seek it to Sister Ann Collins' body right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that you said in Matthew 8:17, Father, you said that you sent your word to heal her, Lord God. And oh, Father, we thank you right now. You fed, you bore sickness and diseases on your body on the cross. You bore sickness and disease on your body on the cross. You bore it on you, Jesus. God, let sickness and disease upon Jesus. God, let sickness and disease upon Jesus. He bore the sickness that he carried, but his disease.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, I thank you right now. I thank you, and I speak healing into her body right now. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet.
In the name of Jesus.
I command her body to be whole, which word of God. Satan, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, doing you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you right now that you said you brought it on your body. So you know what? I come against any stroke, whatever it is, I come against it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Satan, you take your hand off of right now in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
We thank you right now, Father. Hey, Lord.
In the name
right now,
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Keep the doctor with a sharp eye, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Give him a sharp eye, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch him, Father. Every doctor, every nurse that come in contact with him, tell him, Lord God. Let him have a sharp eye, Father.
Yes, God. Yes,
thank you right now. Hey, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch
your mouth.
touch up my body, soul.
Right now, Jesus.
Right now, right now, right now, right now. We decree and declare right now, God. We decree and declare your word on the Lord.
We stand in complete agreement.
Go before. Go before.
We stand on one accord. We believe in you, Jesus, that it's not by power and it's not by might, but it's by your spirit. We speak one word, we speak one faith, we speak one love, we speak one healing, we speak one deliverance.
Touch her right now, God. Touch her mind, touch her deliverance, set the captive free. Set us free, God. Yes, God, she will obey and do your will, God.
Right,
let her preach the gospel,
right,
God.
Now.
God, this is your soul, God. Touch her right now.
We
Lord,
speak
God,
completely.
God. God,
not just
God.
A quick fix. Not just a something to get over on the doctors. We speak a complete healing over that body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we believe. We speak into existence, life, into Ann Collins' life right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. He is able.
We believe it's done.
Yes, Lord.
We believe it's finished.
We believe it.
We believe she's walking on water.
We
should have stripped the cloud, Heavenly Father God. Oh, my God.
Touch right now.
Give it a strength to press to the next level, Heavenly Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Clear all of the deception. Clear all of the things of this world that would say you can't, you won't. But God said, oh, by his stripes, you are completely healed. Not partially healed, not some kind of healed, but completely healed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
He took it on his body.
And Lord, if there's anything I could sacrifice, I give it freely right now. I put into the portion room all the favor, all the love, all the healing, all the protection that you have directed to me, and I give it away freely. If we take co-pastor Collins and we distribute her into the portion room, if we say, Lord, just have your way, you know the need that needs to be taken care of. You know the disease that needs to be corrected. Lord, you know the doctors that need to change their direction. Lord, we pray for every doctor, nurse, a technician, a wheelchair pusher, anybody in that hospital that is not in line with you. We remove them right now out of the name of Jesus and we present the purpose.
Oh God,
the purpose believer,
Jesus,
walk in faith.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. And the purpose heal.
Yes, God, give us her speech and hearing, that God. Touch her limbs, Lord. No paralyzing, God. We want her limbs working, every limb. Touch them right now, God. Touch your brain, God. Touch your mind, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every nerve, God. In the name of Jesus. Touch your conscious mind. Oh, God, let her hear the word. Let her hear us praying, God. In the name of Jesus. Send your ministering angels, God. And cast your angels round about her, God. Legions of angels. Her archangels. Her bishop angels. Her healing angels. Her guidance angels. Her healing angels. Deliverance angels. Yes, Lord. Guard her. Protect her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
God. We can't do nothing without you, God. We can't do nothing without you, God. You said two or three, chapter three, and you in the midst, God. Just like
in the name
of Pentecost, God. In the name of Jesus. God, just like the pastor running with the angels, God. We won't let you go, God. We won't let you go, God, in the name of Jesus. Until you touch your body, God. Heal and deliver and set the captive free. God, give us a let her come back on this line with her testimony, God. In the name of Jesus. Take a higher, God. higher. Let her be a testimony, God. Higher in her position, God, for this ministry, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, move by your anointing, move by your power, move by your word, God. We stand it on your word, God. We prophesy to the atmosphere. We prophesy, God. We decree, declare, that the divine healing is done. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said that you are great I am. And you are the deliverer, God. You say you are the healer, God. You are God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nisi. Said it, Father.
Yes,
you are the first and the last.
Yes,
you are in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, have your way, God. Father, we stretch
yes,
our hands.
Lord Jesus.
We won't let go of your unchanging hand. Oh, Father, have your way, God. We need you right now, God.
Jesus.
It's all about you, God. It's not about us, God, but it's about you, Father. Because we're touching it free. We are all leaders, God. We are all people of God. One mind, one body, one soul. The Trinity of the Holy Ghost, Father. It's all about you,
Lord.
And we surrender our will unto you, Father. We give God. We give you our mind, God. We give you our mind, God. Our will is your will. A will in the middle of a will. And we surrender. We stand trusted for this. Sister God, this
yes,
Lord.
Lord
God, you say yes to your
Hallelujah,
name,
Jesus.
Yes to your will, God. Yes
Jesus.
To your will, God, yes
Hallelujah,
to your way, God,
Jesus.
And we decree the prayer that is done in the name of Jesus. Oh, God,
hallelujah to you, Jesus.
But I'm so sorry, God. Oh, God, trust right now, Lord. I
trust right
now off of my mind, God, until you're healed,
touch
God. Divine healer, let her walk up out of that room and tell him that I'm all right now.
Touch
God.
Feet,
God. I'm all right.
Touch
God.
Your Jesus.
God, heal my body.
Praise
touch
God.
Your
feet.
Straight. I can
feel
good in the name of Jesus. I can talk to
you.
I got all that for my mouth. And God, I'll preach the gospel.
Touch
your
bad
God,
right now in the name.
Yes, God. Yes, to your will.
Touch your
bed, yes, coming
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God, our way. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Will.
If we
yes,
be women and men of God,
yes,
let this be a divine miracle for the blessed
of yes,
God. In the name
yes,
of Jesus. Oh, God.
Jesus.
God.
So glory to your
in
name.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We just created this God.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah,
oh,
Jesus.
God.
And he said
Jesus.
It. The God, the word
Jesus.
Of God said in Exodus, oh, he said
yes.
That it's 15
Hallelujah,
and 26.
Jesus.
God said,
yes,
I sent my word to heal her.
Word.
God
Hallelujah.
Said, I am
yes,
Jehovah Rapha. I am Jehovah Rapha.
Yes, God.
I am.
Yes, God.
The blood, the blood, the blood. the blood. Nothing but the blood.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. They don't find nothing. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord God. No complication, nothing, Lord God. Touch it right now. Touch our DNA, Jesus. Touch our DNA, Lord.
Hallelujah. You are the Messiah, God. You are the teacher. You're the Holy One. Oh, God, you said Jehovah Rapha, the Lord heals, and the Lord will deliver. Thought about righteousness, the Lord that sends peace, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You're the Lord of our battle, God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the everlasting Father.
It's all in the hymn.
In the name
of Jesus. It's all in the hymn.
In the
hymn. It doesn't take a bunch. It's all in the hymn.
If we could just take some of our own strength
and reach up and touch the hymn. Not for yourself. You may even be having a little ailment yourself, but I'm asking you to sacrifice a little bit of something here and just reach up and say, I'm touching the hymn of your garment, Jesus, for her.
Right now, we're touching it.
Here's the most dynamic part. Now let's touch the hem of his garment for that whole hospital.
Every room, the emergency room, the CCU, the MIU, the intensive care,
every area of that hospital. We ask right now that as we touch your hem, Lord, you heal everybody.
Hallelujah.
We're asking for the biggest testimony to ever come out of the United States, to come out of Madison, Wisconsin, that whole hospital walks out healed. I believe tonight my God can heal that whole hospital if you believe with me.
Yes, he will. We believe.
Thank you for the testimony. In the name of Jesus, rise up.
So, Lord, we thank you now that it's done. Lord, we thank you that it's complete.
Yes, ma'am.
And we just go say thank you that it's already finished.
It's done. It's already done.
As we worship you, in closing, as we worship you, Lord, have your mighty way.
Let me touch the hem of his garment. Touch the hem of his garment. And I will be made whole. Let me touch the hem of his garment. Touch the hem of his garment.
Garment and I hem of his garment, and I will be made whole.
You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.